Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me.
Well, guys, welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. And my gosh, today we have a very, very special guest. I hate to use the word legend, but you are a legend, Don Defani.
Thank you.
So pleased and grateful to have you here. Thank you for coming to the show,
man. No, and thank you for having me. Thank you for still remembering me after all these years.
Oh, man, how could I forget you, my friend? I think about you all the time. Your work is always on my mind, and it's probably more relevant now than ever. Guys, look, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Let's get, we'll jump into the show. The format of the show is quite simple. We're bringing together change makers from all over the world who are living their passions to create greatness. And when I made my list of people I wanted on the show, I'm not kidding you, Mr. Don Defani, I had you in my like top two. So
thank you.
It is such a gift to have you here. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you, sir.
A couple of things, guys. We are live streaming. So Star Watch Party. I sent an email to my friends out earlier this morning. I said, guys, if there is 1 hour of your day where you get to maximize your ROI, it is the hour you're going to spend interacting with each other and being able to watch Don Defani's interview on my show. So please start a watch party, spread the word, ask questions. My team's on standby. They're going to be sending questions over to us. And I just am so grateful to have this man on my show. I'm going to make a quick introduction. So, Mr. Don Defani, I do not tell people this, but I like to make up a little bit of my own bios for you guys, just because I
no, don't tell them what I told you.
No, you know what's funny? Was at the end of mine, I had to change because of something you just told me. I wrote, Don Defani is a Hindu priest, entrepreneur, former monk, amazing keynote speaker, teacher, and most importantly, I wrote that you are a New Yorker. But that has now changed.
Yes.
You're now Floridian temporarily until you go on the big journey.
Yes.
So, did I miss anything?
Nope, I think that's it.
So, yeah. My friend.
Occasional idiot, maybe.
Well, look, it's been a while, man. We haven't seen each other, and I just know that you've been going around the world teaching the wonderful things that you've learned and that continue to learn over the years, but how are things going for you?
Things have been going, you know, it's been interesting since COVID, right? And part of what I do is travel and speak. And as you know, I travel all around the world, and ever since COVID took place, that ended. So I'm doing a lot more virtual events. But I think, you know, the pandemic... I know it's been devastating for so many lives. People have lost loved ones. People have lost jobs. So many things. There's so many bad things that come out of it. And obviously my whole speaking world has come to a halt, traveling and speaking. But I've really tried to look at this as an opportunity to recalibrate my life. You know, how can this pandemic be a blessing to us? And what can I learn from this? And how can I use it to improve my life and reassess my life? And I've been grateful. I think I've taken this opportunity to really change a lot of things in my life. And one is accelerate my move to Costa Rica, where we're building a retreat center and botanical gardens. So we had planned to go probably in another 2 or 3 years. But when the pandemic happened, we said, you know, we're just going to do it now. and really trying to move a lot of what I'm doing digitally. It was hard life traveling everywhere the way I was doing.
Yeah, so I traveled quite a bit up until about a year ago. But how if you had, did you ever keep track of how much you were traveling? Like how many days in a year did you travel?
I don't recall. I would be on the road maybe like 2-3 times a month sometimes, but long trips. You know, I would fly from New York to Abu Dhabi for 30 hours. You know, give a 40-minute talk, turn around and fly back. Wow. And then 2 days later, fly to San Francisco for one night, fly back, fly to London for one night, fly back. So, I mean, if I was flying within the States or going to DC or Philly, then it'd be something else. But I mean, these were long hauls. I go to Nairobi, go to Sydney.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
in Sydney to give a 30-minute talk and then turn around and came home. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I will say I traveled 192 days in 2018, but it was for the most part domestic. I did one trip to London to meet with the Virgin Family Office for a project. But besides I can't even imagine that. That's, and so let me ask you a question. Like being someone that's traveled that much and doing the work that you do on focus and distraction, like how did you ground yourself and keep yourself like straight and able to not get like destroyed by that type of travel?
Some days well, some days not very well. I think I have a physical body. A lot of people see me dressed up like this and know I lived as a monk, you know, under serious discipline for 10 years, think that I levitate and I'm unaffected by everything around me. They don't realize I have a physical body. I burp, I cry, I poop, just like every other human being on this planet. And and some days it's tough. You know, when you fly to Abu Dhabi and, you know, you land at 8 o'clock at night, you go from the airport to the sound check at 10 o'clock at night, you sleep, you wake up first thing in the morning, you go give a talk, come back to your hotel, get in the car, go back to the airport and fly home. That's hard on the body.
Yeah.
You know, and then 2 days later you turn around and you fly across to the East Coast in a completely different direction. It's tough. So, you know, some days are hard. The one thing I think I've learned to do well is I've learned to completely get over jet lag. I have no jet lag. No matter where I fly to, I could go to Africa, Sydney, I come back within 24 hours, I'm back in schedule again.
What's the secret to that for you?
A few things. One is getting into the time zone as quickly as possible. So, you know, if I land in Abu Dhabi at 10 o'clock at night, or if I land at Sydney at 8 o'clock in the morning, I don't sleep. If it's 8 in the morning, I'm awake. No matter how wasted, how tired I am, wasted not from tiredness, not from drinking, you know, just to be clear in case people are, you know, wasted, I know is used in different contexts. Yes. So no matter how tired I am, I'll just push myself to stay awake. I'll eat a little bit more as well because food tends to give me more energy. Typically, I only eat 3 meals a day and I don't snack in between. So I'll snack in between on that day that I land just to kind of keep me going. I'll go out for a walk. I'll torture myself and push myself to like 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock, and then crash and sleep. I try and get back into the cycle. And that's been a big thing for me. And then I time everything, right? So if I'm flying out of JFK on the 11 a.m. Emirates flight, then I'm timing everything, what time I'm eating.
Right.
It's so funny, you know, you see people always say yes to food on the plane. There's tourists coming down the aisle with food and they go like, yep, flight. Sure. You don't have to eat just because somebody is showing it to you. You know, you don't have to say yes. You can't say no. And you don't, you're not burning energy on the plane sitting in the seat. So, you know, I choose my meals. I choose when I go to sleep. I time it like, you know, if I sleep 5 hours now on the flight, then what am I going to land and what time is it when I'm going to land? So I do a lot of calculation and planning, and that really helps me get over jet lag.
Yeah,
but it's still at the end of the day exhausting.
I hear you. Not like I was doing domestic, so yeah, it's amazing what I used to. I don't know if you remember, I was much heavier last time you saw me.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. Yeah, I lost a lot of weight, but in my journey of doing weight loss, I used to wear this device called a body bug that would measure your caloric burn. It, like you wore it up on your body. And it was like these sensors that measure the heat on your body. And I learned one really interesting fact: your body burns the same amount of energy sitting down as it does when you're sleeping. Like, I didn't know that. Same exact, it's like what, like instead of 10 calories an hour, it's 9 calories an hour or something like that.
Wow.
One calorie difference. It's like you burn about, 110 calories an hour when you are sitting or sleeping, and it's 130 when you're sitting. It's almost the same. So I was amazed by that because I'd wear it when I slept and then I'd wear it when I was sitting. I'm like, wow, I didn't burn any calories today because I was sitting at my desk all day. So it is, to your point, people eat out of boredom. Right, so they're like, "Oh, yeah. Why would I say no? It's free food." Yeah.
Boredom, and also because someone's offering it to them, so you take it. You know,
yeah.
And it's crazy on the plane because they feed you, and then 4 hours later they feed you again, and you think like, "I haven't done that, nothing." You know, I'm just sat here, strapped to the seat. I haven't deserved to eat.
I've earned this meal.
No, exactly. Just say no. All right.
That's yeah, especially on international, they give you food. So I want to dive into a couple things if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you're this thing you're building in Costa Rica. Do you mind if we talk about that? Because
I'd love to.
And I'm so amazed by this, and I can't wait till it's ready to come see it. But please tell us about this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius.
Yeah, so it's called Siva Ashram, and it's in northwestern Costa Rica. So you fly into Liberia. It's in a town called Nosara. It's 2.5 hours south from the airport. So we have 33 acres of land right on the river. We're a few minutes away from the beach. We're a few minutes away from three beautiful beaches. And we're creating a botanical garden and a spiritual sanctuary. So I have a love for plants and trees and the environment. So it's a place where we hope to have retreats one day. But the gardens will be open every day for people to come and visit. And rather than making it just a typical garden where you go and you see trees and you have no idea, but just feel nice in nature, the gardens are broken up into seven smaller gardens, each representing a different area of the mind. And in every garden, we'll share a tool that a person can take and apply into their life to help them. So one garden is on developing willpower. So even if you're Joe from Idaho and you have no interest in spirituality, but maybe you like gardens and you walk there and you see the garden on willpower, you can learn or read about how to develop your willpower. So the idea is that everybody leaves this place with some tool that they have, which then they have the opportunity to apply in their life when they need it. And I always feel, you know, Darius, that we struggle in life because we've never been empowered with the tools we need to help us get through life. So there's a guy I met many years ago. His name is Darius. And he was sharing with me, which happens to be you. He was sharing with me about this exercise on worry that he did, right? So every time he worried, he would write it down on a piece of paper, right? Put the paper away, and then next worry come, he'd write it down. And then at the end of the month, he'd pull out all his papers, look and check off how many worries that actually came true. And it was none.
Yeah.
Great tool, right? Great, simple exercise to prove that, you know, well, a lot of times we worry about nothing. And but these tools help us in life, and most of us don't learn any tools. So the idea with one of the ideas with Siva Ashram is to share with people tools that they can use, then be empowered with, to then improve their lives. And the other aspect of it is also to teach people about the environment and the importance of why we need to care for our environment. So we have a 50-year plan for Siva Ashram, and we have a 300-year plan.
Oh my gosh.
And the idea is, you know, after I'm dead and gone, how does it continue to impact lives? And that's why the 300-year plan. And part of the 300-year plan is to, and tell me to stop if I'm going on.
Oh, no, please. I'm loving this.
And part of the 300-year plan is, how do we get people to care about the environment, right? And one of the ways I do it is that, so if I said to you, you have kids, right?
Correct. I have two.
Yeah. How old are they?
10 and 7.
10 and 7. Do you love your kids?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed.
If your kids had kids at the appropriate age, would you love your grandkids?
Oh, I wouldn't care what their the age was, but yeah, of course. I can't wait to have them.
No, I mean, at the appropriate age, your kids should have kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to teach them that, yeah.
Right. And should you be so blessed that you could be alive and see your great-grandkids? Would you love your great grandkids?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Right? Little ankle biters, grab them and kiss them, right?
Yeah.
So you think this, now the question is, what are you doing as a person to ensure that they have an environment, your great grandkids have an environment to thrive in, that they have clean water, clean food, clean air? And if you ask most people this question, they're not doing anything.
Right.
Right. But yeah, they love their great grandkids. So the 300-year plan is to get people to think long term, big picture.
Right.
And yes, we're going to have generations coming that need a place to thrive and live. And if we don't help create it for them, then we don't really ultimately care about our great-grandkids.
Yeah, that's, you know? I love the way you think of that. And, you know, we were talking before the show about a mutual friend of ours, Rand Stegen, and he's all about long-termism, right?
Yep, I love Rand for that.
Yeah, me too. And he and I were debating it for a little bit because of my book. And I was telling him my book that I just wrote around how do you build a core value driven organization. And I told him that I believe core values should never change for an organization for that reason. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was more of a, you know, tactical debate on organizations change and when they change their values may change. But anyhow, it's gotten me to think a lot. And I had I know this guy, actually, by the way. His name is Don DePonte, and I met him once many years ago at a TEDx event that he spoke about that happens. I don't know if you know, but there's millions of views for this TEDx event that he spoke at. And that was the first time I met him. And he said something that I actually use a lot, all the time, actually. He said that, you know, when we're young, there's so many things we're not taught. One of which is we're not taught to focus, and we're not taught how to not be distracted. And what I've been finding myself saying is, what are these things like this? What you just brought up right now, we're not taught this. People are taught for instant gratification. They are actually incentivized for instant gratification in their lives and in their business with their friends and family. And I think that what's happened is because of that, we don't realize what we're doing to either the world around us or the relationships we have, because we're thinking about the now and we're not thinking about the future. And for me, I've been talking a lot to people about, we're taught so many things in our life, but why can't we be taught things like that, or taught about focus and distraction? And I use meditation. I started a meditation practice 18 months ago. And I said, I can't believe I was 41 years old when I adopted this practice. And it came out of pain and suffering that I found that as a solution.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I taught that when I was 5 years old? Or 3 years.
Oh, because our whole education system's a mess, right?
Right.
I mean, we learn things that are irrelevant to what we need in life to thrive in life. Even if people were taught basic accounting, we'd be in a better financial place, all of us.
Right.
Right. And we aren't taught that, you know, and we aren't taught so many things growing up. And I think the key is really tools, right? Sharing with people tools that they can empower in their life. And there's a really, you know, I spoke in an event in Germany a few years ago, and this lady shared with me, she was in her late 30s. She's a business owner. And she said, you know, when I was 7 years old, someone taught me to lay on my back and breathe deeply when I'm feeling stressed. And they taught me how to lay on the back. They taught me how to breathe diaphragmatically. And now I'm 37 years old and I run a company, and when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I close my office door, I lay on my office floor, and I do the same breathing technique. Mm-hmm. What a great lesson here. A girl, a 7-year-old girl, was taught this, and now 30 years later, she's using it still in her life. And that to me is really what I want, that Costa Rica project, and really my mission is to share people tools, and not only share with them, but teach them how to apply it in their life. So once they have the tool, then they'll always know how to apply it in their life, you know? And especially if we can teach kids, then like this woman who learned it at 7, 30 years later, she's still applying it in her life.
When you think of that, and I was, it was funny, cause you know, I think you're, I said it, and I think that you teach courses and you're a speaker and a teacher, but you know, I was looking on your site, And I saw that you do work around purpose.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think of how purpose intertwines with that, when you think of how, and I had a conversation yesterday with someone who was, we were talking about how it's really hard to define purpose, and that people try to oversimplify it, but it's a process, and you have to get more clear on this. What are your thoughts on when you are helping people define their purpose, how do you do that? And B, how do you apply that to do the things that you're talking about right now?
Yeah, so I think just one thing before those two questions, you know, it's hard to find your purpose because, again, we're never taught how to find our purpose, right? Like, you ran a company and you were taught a lot of things, right? You belong to groups, you had peer-to-peer groups, you took courses, you hired consultants to help you discover the core values of the company, the mission of the company, this, you know, so many different things. Because you don't know everything about running a company, and that's why you have a team and you find the right people to support you. So the same way, people don't know how to find their purpose because they've, first of all, they've never been told that they need a purpose in life. When you were growing up, did anyone tell you you need a purpose in life?
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you go like, why the heck do I need a purpose? And then even if you wanted to find a purpose, how do you go about figuring it out? And most people don't know how to do it, right? But if you look at our day-to-day lives, most of our lives are driven by purpose. You know, if you live in Los Angeles, you live in New York, you live in a busy city, you get in a car, it's for a purpose. If you live in LA, you never get in a car just to go for a drive, not in that traffic, right? There has to be a reason, right? You go to the bathroom, there's a purpose. You don't go to the bathroom and go, I'm not sure why I'm here, you know? Everything, most things we do throughout the day is purpose-driven.
Right.
So why then should life not have a purpose? Right. And my sense here is that, you know, most people don't know their purpose in life because they've never spent enough time with themselves. So they don't know themselves enough. You know, we make time for everyone and everything around us, but we never make time for the people and things that matter to us. And we never make time for ourselves. Right. And that's where the issue is.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on. so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.